Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva Strategies for Success, where every day I get to bring you a dynamic guest. And I am so excited today because I have a fabulous guest. Her name is Dr. Sherilyn Lee. And let me tell you a little bit about her. She is a trailblazer, philanthropist, international speaker, author, and founder of New Wellness Healthcare Center, a comprehensive alternative family practice. And the website is newwellnesshealthcare.com. As a highly sought-after integrative healthcare board-certified practitioner and global media personality, she hosts and produces a weekly TV radio show, New Wellness TV with Dr. Lee, heard live on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Apple, Spotify, Google Play, CastBox, Deezer, and Stitcher. The influential podcast is seen live on her YouTube channel, New Wellness TV, with Dr. Lee every Wednesday, 11 to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. This acclaimed series explores advancement in natural health, physical fitness, nutrition, integrative medicine, and self-discovery as she interviews leading experts. As a wellness advocate, she is a four-time Lifetime Achievement Award recipient for her volunteer service, twice from President Barack Obama and twice from President Donald Trump. Dr. Lee received numerous awards and recognition from every existing government branch, from the city council to the state governor, the State Department, for the humanitarian work she provides under her New Wellness Development Foundation in Quarter, a 501c3 nonprofit. Other accolades encompass the 2016 Global Woman of the Year, Mother of the Year, Woman of the Year from both the National Association of Female Executives and the National Association for Professional Women, as well as amassing a multitude of renowned distinctions and passing a bill for Inflammatory Breast Cancer Awareness Day, October 3rd. She leads by example, always on the cutting edge of new alternative modalities and technologies. New Wellness Development Foundation offers the only cost-free thermography, a painless and radiation-free breast cancer screening for men, women, and teenagers through the CRT diagnostic machine. The center also performs free beauty shop stroke screenings, as well as a quick 3-minute cardiovascular and autonomic nervous system screening using the FDA-approved medical device, MaxPulse. Dr. Lee's healing-oriented medicine wells a unique approach by incorporating conventional medicine with research, scientifically proven holistic methods. As a survivor and healed being, she authored Written Before I Was Born. She was the recipient of the 2019 Her Story Award from the Women's Federation for World Peace, USA, where she also serves as an ambassador. The esteemed autobiography chronicles her astonishing real life surviving two comas and trials and traumatic childhood bullying. At age 7, a team of physicians informed her they had no choice except to move both legs. Miraculously, a kind-hearted synthetic doctor intervened and saved her from double amputee, giving her a profound new beginning in life. From turmoil to triumph, she has vowed to be a blessing to others and always be in part the element of compassion. She formulated Just Breathe Easy, a wellness designer mask infused with minerals to effectively filter out environmental particles such as dust, grass, mold, pollen, and pet dander. Dr. Lee's beautiful heart and passion inspire her dedication to serve and educate the masses on the true meaning of health and well-being, motivating her second book under the same name and motto, Just Breathe Easy. Welcome, Dr. Lee. I'm so happy to have you as a guest today. Hello? Well, she was here. I don't know what happened to her. Dr. Me. I'm not here. Maybe she's put herself on hold. Let's see if I can send her a message. Dr. Lee. Well, let me just say something. I know a lot about her. She is an amazing person. That her whole passion is helping people to get healthy. So we just have to wait a minute to see if she joins in. Oh, she hung up. Well, let's see what's going on. Oh, I'm going to tell her to come back in. Anyway, that she is just so, I've seen her go get in her car because she does concierge help as well. And I've seen her get in her car and go and help people. Oh, I think she's back with us. Hello, Dr. Lee, are you there?
Yes, I was hearing you. I don't know what happened, but thank you so much. I'm truly honored. And thank you again for having me on as a guest today.
I'm happy. I want to know how to handle breath when you're fearful.
Well, what you want to do when you're fearful and in your breath, you just want to try to, if you can, get into a comfortable position and just close your eyes if you can. And if you're fearful, just breathe in. If you do this, if you close off, take your left hand and close off your left nostril and breathe in slowly and deeply. And then open your mouth and breathe out slowly and deeply. And then close off your right nostril and do the same thing. And repeat that several times. Your nitrous oxide, it increases it for relaxation, not for relaxation, but it also helps with the heart rate and everything. If you can do that for a couple of, maybe good 2 minutes, several rounds of that, and just, you know, think of something very, very pleasant. And because we have the fear in our lives all the time, there's something going on. If you can't do that and close your eyes, just breathe in slowly through your nose and breathe out slowly through your mouth. It's the flow. So the fear, you don't put you into a sympathetic system of your body because that's going to increase your blood pressure, increase your heart rate, and all those things are not healthy, and also increase your cortisol level. So just by breathing and slowing down the breath can start to relax you and help you with the fear. And really, the fear, just think of, why am I fearful? It's at that point, why am I fearful? What has me fearful? And just think, this is something that's taking you out of the comfort zone and putting you somewhere else. And we have to work on that as well. So whatever brings on the fear, we're going to start turning that around. And that's what through our breath. See yourself just totally and slowly turning that around.
Why is breathing so important, breathing the right way so important?
Well, breathing the right way is so important because most people are shallow breathing. And just breathe easy, I know it's my title. And the reason for that is because now so many people are breathing with masks on. And to answer that question first, breathing the right way, because we have a diaphragm, a muscle that runs across our right underneath your rib. And you want to be able to not just, some people are shallow breathers, not knowing. Not pulling that air into your lungs is very, very unhealthy. And people find out they get lightheaded and dizzy. And sometimes when I tell them, just take a couple of deep breaths and breathe correctly, you'll get more oxygen going into the body, more oxygen saturation in your brain and your cells. So breathing properly is so important. So if you just put your hand on your abdomen and start to breathe and try to feel the rise and fall of your stomach, you know, and not so much concentrating on the chest. Pull the air in, blow it out, pull it in, and blow it out. And a lot of times we don't do that, but not fast because then you hyperventilate, then it'll cause you a different type problem. But breathing correctly is so important to just oxygenating your cells and tissues. So we're living in a in a very toxic bubble in this world today where we don't have 100% oxygen in the atmosphere anyway. So breathing correctly so that you're constantly getting enough oxygen into your body.
What would you do differently if you knew this was your last breath?
Well, I've had that occasion. And if I knew this was my last breath, what I would do, there isn't too much I would change. But it's something I like to ask my patients too. But taking your last breath, everything sometimes flashes before you. And that happened to me. So knowing this is my last breath, I want to make sure that I have did everything I need to do as far as forgiveness of other people, forgiving myself, knowing that this is my last breath. Because sometimes you think that you don't have a chance to think about all that. But knowing this is your last breath is so important for a person to know, am I living my life? Your breath is your life. Am I living my life? And I remember taking my last breath before I went into a coma and had this wonderful journey during that time of taking my last breath. And when I came back, it took me to another place in my life. It's like taking that last breath really puts you somewhere else, and knowing this is your last breath, it makes you feel that every breath counts. Every breath is important. You start to forget all those trivial things in life that you thought was so important when you're taking your last breath. So coming back from that with much gratitude and thanking God that I came back, but for a long time I did not thank God that I came back because where I was so wonderful. It's like, oh no, God, you couldn't possibly have put me back here again to live through all this all over again. But after I got past that and asked God to forgive me through that situation and knowing that that last breath is so powerful and what I went through during that time, so just know that the last breath that I had experienced turned around my life completely, especially when I came back, because I always remember, because I told the doctor, this is it. I cannot breathe anymore. So I remember inhaling, and that was it. So make sure that we live our life, and I do. I try to make sure I live my life with much more purpose than I did prior to that when it happened to me in 1992. So it gave me a wake-up call about life when I took my last breath. And I said, I would pray no one would have to have that experience. And knowing that if you knew that was your last breath, what would you do differently?
A lot of people, everybody's wearing the mask, but a lot of people complain the mask is hard to breathe. So what are the layers of breathing for the mask?
Well, I have a mask on justbreatheasy.com. It has four layers, but it's very breathable. The thing is, the mask that we have is very breathable. And the reason there's a lot of things going on in the media with the cloth mask, number one, the pores are so large in that cloth mask, the virus itself, if you were to be around somebody with it, would go straight through there. And I started this with the mask. I've been wearing a mask for over almost 10 years, about 10 years now, because that's the only way that I can clean my house is to wear a mask. Keep in mind, in 1992, I was in a coma, but I was in a coma from asthma. So I'm highly sensitive to dust, and most people with allergies and asthma are. The only way that I can go through and move things around and papers and clothes in my house is to put on a mask, and especially when we have fires. So I had to make sure, going back 10 years, that I had the proper mask breathability, because number one, I'm cleaning up in the house. And secondly, that it was going to filter out all of those inborn toxins inside of my house. And people are unaware that we have so many toxins indoors, and we also have the other toxins outside as well. So when I came out with the masks, because I've been using them on a lot of entertainers and people that know me, when they come to the clinic, a lot of people come and have an ID on their way to the airport, and they pick up their mask. They've been doing this for years. And they pick up their mask because they know they were getting onto a plane and been around people, and they didn't want to be around somebody with a cold or something and contract their cold. But the cause masks are causing some problems. That's why it's a lot of things in the media now talking about the cloth mask. And actually, on my website, in the blog section, we went in detail talking about the dangers of a cloth mask, especially if you are a caregiver or if you are in a home with someone who is over 65 years of age or someone has high blood pressure, diabetes, or they have any underlying autoimmune disorders, underlying problems, you don't want to be around them with a cloth mask because you're not going to really be helping them. You want to make sure that you've got to protect you and protect them. So you want to make sure you're wearing the right proper mask. So the mask that I always wear and have been for over 10 years is it's a breathable mask. If I put on a cloth mask, and I've tried some because I have a relative that make them, they're pretty and they're nice, but they really don't serve a purpose. And it's hard for me to not really why they told everyone to just wear a cloth mask to take a bandana tied over your face or something. But that truly is not going to safeguard you.
Well, one thing about your masks, they're very safe, but they're also very, very, they look great. I mean, you make them in great designs.
Yeah, well, I came out with this some years ago, and I actually did a red carpet last year wearing my mask because I was around so many people here and there smoking cigarettes, and then I don't tolerate a lot of perfumes and things as well sometimes. So I said, well, I'm going to walk the red carpet with my mask this time. So I have designer masks. Anybody that know me, they know I love fashion. So I said, well, if I'm going to wear one and wear one on the street years ago, I'm going to make it fashionable because I'm not wearing it because I'm sick. I'm wearing it because of the particulates in the air are so large that we're inhaling them. We're inhaling these large particles in the air that are linked to all kinds of conditions now. So this is what brings me to my book that will be released, and by the next 60 days, it's called Just Breathe Easy, 21 Reasons Why a Person Needs to Wear a Mask. It's very a powerful book, but there's so many things happening that, and we see the increase of people with all these different conditions as well. But you're breathing in. I always tell people, look at your car. You can wash your car this morning. You can wash your car in the morning. And in the afternoon, put on a white glove and run your fingers across there and look at all those large particles and all that sit and stuff that's on your glove. Can you imagine if you were outside? You would just breathe that all in into your lungs. Now, we should be outside. If we're outside, we should be breathing through our nose and not our mouth. So prayerfully, those little hair follicles in your nose would catch that. So if you take at the end of the day and even wipe inside of your nostrils, you will see a lot of the dirt because that's what spared you from going into your lungs.
What do you mean when you say, do you rush your breath?
A lot of times I will tell a person to take a deep breath, and they'll go, sigh. You can hear me say, do that, right? Usually
yeah.
When I have somebody take it, okay, if you take a deep breath and take it deeply, people will breathe out fast. Real fast, and they rush their breath, and they're not taking the time. Usually people who rush their breath are people who don't relax anyway. And I can tell when I see them, even in the clinic, and I say, why don't you just take a deep breath for me and just relax? They'll take a deep breath and blow it out real fast, and I'm like, or they inhale fast and blow it out fast, and they rush their breath. So you want to take time so that you can relax, and so the breath will be beneficial. And just take a deep breath slowly by the count of maybe five if you can. Breathe out by the count of five, and then do it again. And don't rush the breath. If you rush your breath, you're normally rushing through everything else in life.
Are you aware when you're shallow breathing and how it affects your immune system?
Most people are not. They're not aware when they're shallow breathing. Until they maybe have a symptom, or maybe feeling lightheaded or dizzy. There was a situation when we had this person was actually very, very dizzy, and actually I had a sensation of that too. And then I realized that particular day that I had so much I was doing. You have to sometimes tune into your body and say, okay, how am I breathing? So when I felt a little lightheaded, I said, you know what? I'm not breathing correctly, because it can happen to anyone. And then you take your time and don't do shallow breathing. That's when you will do make sure that you have the rise and fall. You know, make sure your abdomen is helping you pull the air so the diaphragm is going up and down. So if you put your hand on your abdomen, you know this is happening. You know this is happening. Now, because shallow breathing, you can go and the fastest way, I think everybody should own an oximetry little machine so that you can test your own oxygen saturation in your body, especially people wearing masks these days, because a lot of people who are wearing them are becoming lightheaded and dizzy. They have shallow breathing, and when that happens, you're not getting enough oxygen into the brain. You're not getting enough oxygen. As we know, we hear everyone who is being ill these days, they are being put on a machine to help them to breathe because of the fact their oxygen saturation is so low. So they should be first put on oxygen. But when you're not getting enough oxygen to the brain, you're going to have some serious problems. You can black out. You feel lightheaded. You can even start having chest pains. There's a lot of things that can happen in the body, but you will start to feel lightheaded. So everyone should actually own an oximetry machine.
I didn't get that.
And this machine is something you can buy from CVS, or you can go online to order them. But it's really important that everybody has one. If you start to fall under 90% of oxygen in your body, and which a lot of people are because they're wearing the mask all day, and they're wearing a lot of the cotton mask, so for breathability, they're not getting what they need to have.
Is it an easy machine to use?
Oh, yes. You just put your finger inside the probe, like they have in the hospital. It's the same device, but they're portable. They're real small. It fits in the palm of your hand. And everybody should have one at home. Everybody should have one because it could save your life. So if you drop it, 95, you say, okay. One day I was 96, and I'm like, oh, okay. I was rushing, had a lot to do, and I'm like, you know what? I'm rushing, but I'm not breathing correctly. So you start rushing around, and you realize you're not breathing correctly. Because I check mine throughout the day because, again, I've had a history in the past of asthma. And what is going on in our world today, I want to always make sure I'm at least at 99, 98. You know, if I'm not at 100, but I try to stay at 100 because that's where you want to be, 100% of oxygen saturation in your body. That is so important. And if you start falling below at 95, then that's a problem.
What about panic attacks, breathing panic attacks? Are there some kind of things that people can do?
For panic attacks, try to, again, when you have in the middle of a panic attack, and nobody's really thinking about their breathing and how they're going to breathe, but in the middle of a panic attack, you know, just try to, you know, relax and do your deep breathing by the count of five, relax and do by the count of five. Exhale. Inhale by the count of five. Exhale. And because we know when a lot of people don't know. I've treated other doctors, and when they came in and told me what they were going through, and I saw that basically their vital signs were fine, and I said, what was happening to you during that time? And they told me, I said, this is a panic attack. And a lot of people don't even know they're having panic attacks. So the best thing to do is start checking your pulse rate. You know, have a timer. You can set one on your phone and check your pulse rate and see what your pulse rate is. And if your pulse rate is really high and you know that you're in the middle of a panic attack, just do your breathing. You can slow down the pulse rate and you won't go through it. But again, a lot of times people don't know they're in the middle of a panic attack. But if you check your pulse and it's high, that's a good indication you're probably in the middle of a panic attack as well. As long as you didn't have an allergic reaction to something, you want to rule out everything, you know, that's going on around you. But if you're in the middle of taking an exam and you feel nervous about it, just do your breathing. better even help you pass the exam. Just do your breathing.
Tell us how people can get a hold of you. We have about 4 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Gee, that went by fast. Well, I can be reached. I know. 310-419-4300. That is my office number. You can call me. That it goes straight to our service. If you don't get me personally, there will be someone to pick it up. It's a 24-hour number. So it's 310-419-4300.
You want to mention you still have 4 minutes. What else? What other things you're doing?
Well, I'm in the midst of finishing up my book, number one. I'm going to be putting up on the internet something that I produced a long time ago. Now I'm going to go ahead and launch it. And it's a meditation, mindfulness meditation on and breathing. But it is a meditation video. It's a CD. So it's entitled Detox the Mind and the Body Will Heal. Because a toxic mind means a toxic body. So we got to release. And that's what I tell people nowadays. People always tell me, I'm detoxing. I said, what are you detoxing? You want to go on a detox or what are you all currently detoxing? So if you don't detox all these negative thought patterns and all these other things that are negative toward you or others, if you don't go through a detox, forgiveness with that, then it's really harder for you to heal. So just think about what you're doing. So this is going to be something, I know I kind of chopped up that sentence. I'm trying to not go over time either. But Detox the Mind, the Body Will Heal meditation is going to be released within the next 2 weeks. So I want everybody to look out for it. It'll be posted on your social media. Detox the Mind, the Body Will Heal. So there's a great recipe there. Will help you through this whole journey. A great recipe.
Where will that be posted so they'll be able to find it?
It will be posted on my YouTube channel, which is New Wellness TV with Dr. Lee.
Okay, that's great. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was exciting. I'm sorry we had a little problem connecting, but. But breathing is,
I was there.
I guess we just didn't have the sound where you could hear us, but we couldn't hear you.
I know.
Anyway,
okay.
This was great information because I know I breathe through my nose all the time. I don't breathe deep, so I need to practice that. So that was good. So
thank you.
What else
do
you want to say and we're closed? Then we'll close.
Okay. If you are a mouth breather, while you sleep. And a lot of times people wake up and they close your mouth because they found out maybe they were drooling or something. If you're a mouth breather when you sleep, you know, try to go to sleep with your mouth closed if you can, but a lot of times people are not aware. That really changes the palate in your mouth, in the upper part of your mouth, if you are a mouth breather. So you want to try to breathe with your nose, through your nose when you go to sleep. If you wake up in the middle of the night, go ahead and close your mouth. A lot of people wake up and their mouth is so dry. So try to keep a sealed glass of water by the bedside and sip on some water during the night if you wake up and your mouth is very dry.
We're down to 60 seconds, so I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. You always are a walking encyclopedia on great health ideas. So thank you, and we will have you on again because you're always filled with great ideas and great wisdom.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Robbie Martyr. You are absolutely wonderful. I'm honored to be a guest anytime.
Right. Thank you. I've always loved being a guest on your show as well. So have a wonderful day.
Yes, you're going to be back there again soon. Thank you.
And we'll all breathe easy and get your book.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.